Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It don't matter where it takes me, long as I can keep this feeling running through.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, ageofthecustomer.com. My new book is The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance. You can find out how to watch videos, more than one on the topic, read about what I've said about it. You can learn a lot about the age of the customer right there on the site. You can read what other people have said about the book, and you can also find out how to buy the book there. Having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is one of the very important members of our Brain Trust, a partner with Jones Day, the law firm, the global law firm, the author of so many books on helping you grow your business with assets that you have lying right in front of you probably aren't even using, including his new book called Harvesting Intangible Assets, Uncover Hidden Revenue in Your Company and Intellectual Property. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us, this TEDx talk you talked about earlier, give the audience an example of some of the things you talked about. Basically, intangible assets are not low-hanging fruit, they're on the ground, we just need to pick them up.
Well, there's a lot of components to it. I mean, the book that I wrote called Harvesting Intangible Assets is a book that draws on the agrarian metaphor for innovation. And agrarian metaphor, of course, and any of you listening that grew up on farms or know of the farming process, is you work very hard to plant the seeds of innovation. You protect your crops against, the forces of evil. And then you have a very limited window to harvest those crops and bring them to the marketplace. And I believe, and I've always believed, that the innovation process, whether you're a small company or a big one, is a lot like farming crops. And what I talk about in the TED Talk is how angry it makes me at a time when our economy is still weak, at a time when we've been fighting a global recession, unemployment, and underproductivity and underengagement, that we allow so many perfectly good tomatoes to rot on the vine.
Right.
And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of seeing all that good fruit in the face of world hunger rot on the proverbial vine. And
what would be an example? If you walked into a company, and I know you do this a lot, you have a lot of clients, large companies, medium-sized companies, some small ones. If you walked into any particular one company in particular, anyone in particular, and you thought, okay, this is what I'm likely to find here. This is going to be an example. What would it be?
So let's say I'm a small manufacturing company in New Orleans, Louisiana, or outside New Orleans, and I've been working on a series of processes in a particular industry or vertical for the last 10 years. And it turns out that these processes could be applicable to 10 other industries. You know, if I just knew what I was sitting on and understood the value of my intangible assets, there are 10 other revenue streams or strategic partnerships or joint ventures that I could do. But I'm so busy putting out fires in my one vertical that's all I ever focus on. Over time, the application to those 10 other industries will rot like a tomato on a vine. And maybe by the time I wake up and realize what I have, it's become stale or obsolete.
Well, let me give you an example of one thing I've seen, Andrew. I've seen people who, the same person you were just describing, developed some systems, some technology systems to automate their bookkeeping, their customer management, maybe the manufacturing process, some element of that business, that very vertical business, almost kind of an esoteric industry, maybe even. And they developed it, and all of a sudden they woke up one morning after reading one of your books, probably. These are true stories, folks. They woke up and they said, wait a minute. This stuff that we're doing to help us run our business, this could be more valuable than our business. And they literally developed the product in a parallel universe while they were running their business, started selling it, and over time they got out of the industry except to be serving that vertical industry for the technology systems that they created.
Exactly. And can I give you an example of a little tiny company that a few people may have heard of that realized when they needed to do that.
Go ahead.
Three letters, IBM.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, here Lou Gerstner comes in and says, so we've been selling low-margin hardware for 30 years mm-hmm. and giving away services. Maybe, just maybe, I know this is a crazy idea, we should be selling services yep. and giving away low-margin hardware.
And you know,
and everybody...
Go ahead.
Everybody fought him at first. Sometimes you got to change the business model in order to get the results and increase profitability.
And I'll tell you what else on your story there, Andrew. And this I talk about that in my book. That move that you just described, folks, it didn't just turn into an opportunity for IBM. It saved them.
Exactly. Exactly.
So think about that. I
don't want a single small business or entrepreneur listening to today's show to leave those tomatoes on the vine to rot, because here's what's going to happen, Jim. One day you're going to sell that company, mm-hmm. and some buyer is going to come along and realize what they have, and they're not going to tell you about it. They're going to keep it for themselves. Believe me, that's true.
Andrew, look at the companies that have wound up going out of business that some competitor bought them, paid what most people would think would be a ridiculous price because they wanted their patents.
Exactly.
They did. Their business model stunk. Their business model ran them into bankruptcy. But they had some patents that this other company saw that they could benefit from, and paid them a lot of money for it.
Exactly. And you look at, you know, Google bought Motorola's patents for $13.5 billion at a time when Motorola was dying on the vine.
That's one of the things I was thinking about, folks. Now. When Andrew mentions IBM and all this stuff, that's big business, right? You're small business, but just move the zeros over. It's the same stuff. It's the same principle. The example I gave, that guy was a small business, just like you and me. The first one I mentioned. Quick break. Right back with Andrew Sherman. The book is called Harvesting Intangible.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.